Welcome to Creating Cash Flow for January 23, 2022. Gregory, got your question. So you posted a flyer. Okay, so Gregory, Cash Flow Cat, his side business personal training, and you just put up a flyer in your building to alert the people in your building that you can offer this service and do it in the gym in the building. And so you wanted to talk about, get feedback on the flyer, which we can do at the end when there's more people, if you want to do that. But then did you want to talk price packaging and clientele and things like that?
Yeah. Well, I guess I can call this a win just because like making a flyer was just like, oh my God, what am I doing? And then just decided, I think it was on Friday morning, just to like do it, take like a dorky looking photo of myself, and like figured it out and made it work. And like, I'm also doing this like stoicism challenge where like 21 day new year, new you challenge. And like each day is like a thing that you have to do. And it just so happened that that was the day that I had to do something that I was afraid of. And I was just like, fuck, I have to do this. I have to like go to every laundry room and put up a flyer. I'm like nervous that like management is going to see it and be like, you can't train down there. But I go down to my mailroom the other day and the building manager is like, hey man, your flyer looks great. He's like, let me know if you want me to post one here in the mailroom. Like, also, what do you charge? Like, cause I'm interested. I'm like, okay, great. So that worked. So I'll take that as a win. Cause it's like, it says on there.
That's that a I'm huge like, win. Are you kidding me?
It says on there that I'm like training people in the building, in the gym downstairs. And, he didn't say you can't do that. If anything, he was like, how much is it? So I was like, I'll email you some pricing, right? Cause like, I'm trying to get away from doing like just individual solo one-on-one sessions. And I actually took a call with a guy this week that I've been following on Instagram for a while. And like in my outreach for like, prospecting for clients, I've had two people be like, yo, you should talk to my friend, Evan, who does like scaling for personal trainers to like scale their business and make more money per hour. So he basically like his service is kind of expensive for something for me to buy right now. Mm-hmm. But he gave me the whole pitch and it was like, it's really just geared for people who have like a gym in their building or like their own garage gym. His business is called Garage Gym Revolution. Mm-hmm. And he focuses on like, you know, clients like myself, like gym, essentially like gym owners, but his wife really only works like 12 hours a week training sessions. But each hour she has like 3 to 6 clients in that hour. So it's semi-private training. It's basically like small group classes, mm-hmm. which is what I do anyway, that I only get paid like 40, 45 bucks an hour for. Mm-hmm. And she's charging like 180 for 3 people. So like, basically, he was like, I can't afford his service right now. I have to like try to get my, and that's kind of what I wanted to talk about here is like his, mm-hmm. his like coaching package is it, or like his business is like a big nut for me to, to drop right now, you know? So I have to try to like, at least he's given me some of the tools, like at least implement some of that stuff first. So like, and see if I can get it and start to, cause if it works, I'm probably going to hire him and be like, help me fucking make this go through the roof without spending a lot of money and like hours on hours of training, like giving him how much time I have. But I'm going to try to do like 3 people at a time in my little gym downstairs at like 60 bucks an hour and just do like a group training session for like 180 an hour, but have them commit to 3 times a week for 12 weeks. So that number up front, so whatever that comes, I think it comes out to like 2100 something a person. right? Mm-hmm. So it's close to that like $3,000 that we were talking about, mm-hmm. but it's like, and it's all pretty much similar programming, but like geared specifically towards that person.
Sure. And you can make adjustments, make sure they're doing it correctly and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like how your brain is thinking. And yes, I mean, anytime you see someone who's kind of figured some things out, mm-hmm. I totally understand the attraction to be like, oh yeah, I want to buy the program and know everything. But where you're at, even if you can glean mm-hmm. one or two or little, I mean, does he have TikTok videos or Instagram videos or YouTube videos about his methods? Yeah. Like, is he sharing those? Go hoover up all that.
He does. He has all that stuff. The things that like he would, I just want to pull up his text message. The things that he would like really implement is like just the restructuring of like my payment plan, you know, new pricing, and then like weekly billing to have all clients enrolled into a 12-week package. And then after that, like after getting, you know, a couple clients there, it's like putting out a marketing campaign to acquire mm-hmm. new clients, all of this within like first 4 weeks, but we'd like work together for like 6 months of, mm-hmm. of, building like my own program. His like, he's helped people who have their garage gym or like, you know, their own gym or like building gym, like, you know, scale to like $10,000 a month. And that's like the number that I really want to like have. Right. Right. If I could make that $8,000 to $10,000 a month mm-hmm. in like something that is, you know, yes, I know I'd have to work hard for it, but it's still essentially part time.
Yeah.
That mm-hmm. would take like so much pressure off of like auditioning and commercial auditioning and like TV and film. And like I'd be able to just like focus on the things that I want to do more and not have to worry about like, I got to audition for this. 'Cause I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. And how much is his program?
His program is $8,800, which is a big nut. But like, you know, he said it would break out into like five payments if I wanted to, and that would be $1,760 per month.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just saying, if we could get you those first 2 to 3 clients based on that pricing, you would pay for the first month.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I really just wanted to come in here and like air it out and see what people think. I already have a sense of like what you're saying already. It's like, you know, don't buy into it right away just because like it's exciting and it's something that you feel like you can fix all the problems at once.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. Hold on. I'm doing math on my calculator, which makes for really good audio. I really think when you find someone who, okay, they're going to be a good teacher for me, it is an investment in a business. I don't think it's an egregious investment. It's definitely a significant investment.
Yeah.
I would suggest to you and challenge to you that you pay for that with money from your clients. So booking a couple of the $3,000 packages mm-hmm. and taking a portion of that,
mm-hmm.
socking it away
mm-hmm.
because he's given you the bones of a structure to work with and to start to see how far you can implement it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, a payment plan, billing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that for an $8,000 investment, I think what he'd really need to deliver to you is marketing know-how. Yeah. How do you get the clients? Because the structure and the pricing and the billing and like, yeah, that's not rocket science.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of like, how do you find those people?
Yeah.
And how do you, you know, get enough mm-hmm. of them to keep re-enrolling kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. And if he can do that, and before you commit, I would ask him Or if he has people on his website, you can contact like testimonials of people who've taken the course, like actually call them and say, you know, what you're asking for is like, what did you want out of the program? Did you get what you wanted out of the program? What did you wish the program had? Where were you at when you started and where were you at when you finished? That kind of like real to see if people really went from point A to point D.
Got it.
Yeah. You can never do too much due diligence on these kind of things of like really making sure that this is what you need at the time.
Right.
But I'm super excited that you have been connected with someone who's basically like, oh, you want to do that? I can totally help you do that.
He
fantastic.
Like, I was thinking, you know, I know you and I have been talking about like training clients in the building and like versus training at my gym. And he was like, take a video and take some photos of your gym. And he was like, oh my God, you can fit three, maybe four people in there at a time and like scale this up. Granted, he's a good salesman. He's a good salesman. Mm-hmm. I know sales well enough that like, I know where he identifies the pain points. I know where he's really good at it. Right. And it got me excited. And I don't want to say no, just because I'm like, I don't want to be closed. I don't want to buy something and be like closed on a deal, you know? Mm-hmm. But I do think that like he has a proven track record of building his own income and then like building other people's income. And I can do way more research on like building the other people's income that he's built in terms mm-hmm. of their personal training businesses. And just, you know, do it on my own first and then pay for it with that rather than like dropping it on a credit card and putting myself into more debt than I need. And it ended up being a $10,000 investment as opposed to an $8,000 investment.
Exactly. And everything always looks so good on paper. Yeah. This many people. And when you're doing the math and the calculation, wow, it's that much money. Easy. The muscle that really is built is how do you communicate your services in a way that and speak to a particular client that has the desire and put those butts in the seats. It's all about butts in the seats.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the sales math is very enticing, but it's like this guy would need to tell you how to put the butts in the seats or share with you some ways to do that. But it is very promising. And it's just lovely when the universe sort of gives you this thing of like, like it's possible. Look what his wife is doing. And then you got the feedback from the building manager. It just is like, so far the messaging is like, you're moving in the right direction. You're moving in the right direction.
Yeah. I do have to like revisit some of the voice messages that you had left me about like, cause I was asking earlier in the week about like giving a free session or like a free 30-minute session, but not giving that out, but giving out like, I see you cringing from like giving out free things, you know? But no, it was like, you know, doing the paid hour or like having them paid. I see all the people be like nothing for free. I have to revisit.
Let's talk about it. Cause this is really something that a lot of people feel like, oh, well, you know, like how do they taste? How do we know for a good match? How do they experience my services? Cause your service is a very experiential service.
Yeah.
It is far better to say, here's the package that you're agreeing to. And I need you can do it so many different ways. Here's one way you can do it. This is the package that you'd be agreeing to. What I need up front is payment for your first session. We will have that session, and then you can decide whether I'm a good match for you and you're in or not. And then if you're in, this is the next amount of money I need from you.
Cool.
So it's sort of like they're able to dip their toe in the water. You still get paid for that session. and then they can do the package if they want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they have to make a decision. It's not like, well, I'm going to do one session. Maybe I'll come back for like, no, there's no piecemeal. You get the only time you do. And so when people ask you, oh, hey, can we just do a session? You go, the only time I do single sessions is when I'm intaking a new client. We do a session and then you have that 48 hours after that session to decide if you're in or not or whatever. Another way you can do it is, this is the way I would do it. I've done it in the past for my business, is I would say, okay, this is the amount for my package. You pay that. But if after the first session, you're like, you know what, this isn't for me, blah, 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 I will refund you everything but the first session.
I love that. Okay.
So that's a little more therein. Mm-hmm. And, but they know they have an out if they just don't like it. But it has to be at the end of that session. Mm-hmm. You're like, yeah, I don't think this is going to work. It can't be like 4 days later or a week after. It's like, it's a choice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving you this option. You're presenting it to them. In case for whatever reason, your gut just really is telling you we're not a right match.
Yeah. I would probably do it like 24 hours after the first session, because I'm trying to get people to commit to at least three sessions a week with me, like either it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Mm-hmm. And like, that'll give them 24 hours from the last session and essentially like 24 hours to cancel the next one. You know, it's like my 24 hour, it falls in line with the 24 hour cancellation policy.
Perfect. Now, if you're doing, okay. Let me just think for 1 second, if there would be another way just in general that people could do that. As far as giving people, the other way that I like to do it, especially if you were doing, Gregory, if you had a business where you were doing a shorter amount of services, a smaller package, like let's say it was only five, like an organizer might do five sessions or a coach might do, you know, a smaller, another way to do this is to say, you do it the opposite way. You say the first session is my client intake session. And that's actually more. That's actually $120. It's 90 minutes. We get to know each other. We talk a little bit and we do our first workout. And then the price drops from thereafter for the rest of the package. But after that first session with me, you can absolutely decide you don't want to continue. But you then are getting more money up front for quote unquote client intake, the admin for the client. This is a special session that we have. And then the price actually drops for the remaining of our sessions. I've done things that way and I've structured it with clients that way quite a bit. That way, if the client goes away, at least you got a chunk of money up front. So I wouldn't recommend that for you since your package is much bigger, but that's another way to go for everybody listening. So then another question I have for you is, since you're having clients where they would ostensibly choose, I'm going to be a Monday, Wednesday, Friday client or whatever, three sessions every single week for 12 weeks, what happens if they have to like cancel?
And so that's something I've been thinking about. I have no idea. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. So it's like, I feel like, I don't know yet. I want to have like specific time slots that like I give, that I'm available to do these training sessions, right? Mm-hmm. So it could be like Monday, Wednesday, Friday slot is like 7, 8, 9 a.m. They're essentially like, I'm basically building my own classes, right? But they're for designated for personal training. Of the clients I get, I think I would do like you said, one individual intake session so I can focus on the one person, learn their limitations, learn their history, learn their injuries and anything else like that, then I can slide them into one of these 7 a.m. slots where I have 2 to 3 people working out at a time, getting $180 an hour for $60 per person. Mm-hmm. If for some reason they can't make that Monday, I can like slide them into one of the other Tuesday or Wednesday slots, or give them, I don't know. Do you have thoughts on that?
Do I have thoughts? The one thing I always have in life are thoughts. Okay. So this is why it's very important. Everybody listening to this, this is why it's really important. The way you talk to your clients about the structure of the package so that you're managing their expectations and you're putting things in a slightly different perspective than they're used to. With personal training, we're taught, we expect, and we assume that I'm paying $60 an hour per session. And if I have to reschedule a session, I'm able to do that because the money is about each time I go to the session. But if I were doing your business, I would contextualize it for my clients of here's how we work. I picked a 12-week container. Ideally, we're going to meet 3 times a week. But because we have 12 weeks, even if you should have to miss some of those sessions, you will still make the progress and hit the goals. If on occasion you have to miss a few of those sessions, you're still going to make the progress that you want. Now, I don't like to train more than 3 people at a time in my space. So if you happen to have to miss a session and there is an available slot in one of my other group sessions, I'm happy to offer those slots to you. And if you can do it, you can make up the session you missed. But otherwise, the way my whole package is designed is because I'm assuming every once in a while, you may have to miss a session. Do you see how different that you're now? They have this perspective of, oh, right. So if I miss one, I just miss one, but you know, I can work out myself, but I'll just continue on.
Yeah. I can still give them the workout. I can still give them the workout that we did for the day. Sure. It's like, yeah. this is it.
Exactly. Because I promise you all of that scheduling and rescheduling and, oh, but I missed one, but I only did 12 sessions and the
admin.
That's going to eat up your profit and make this feel so you're just going to be shouldering so much admin. Mm-hmm. All you're saying. So if you have to miss a session, the policy is you give me as much notice as possible. Mm-hmm. So I know that there'll be an extra spot in that group in case somebody else wants it. And then I'll let you know what other slots are available that week. And if you want to grab one, you let me know. And or otherwise, I'll just see you on our next session.
Cool.
So when you're talking about the price for this 12-week commitment, you do not break it down per session. So it's only $60 per session. No. In fact, a friend of mine told me once, she's like, oh, I do all my pricing so that they can't divide it equally. I pick a number that cannot be divided by the amount of quote unquote sessions we're having, like in a nice, tight, equal way. Because it just is another sort of thing of like, we're not talking about per session. We're talking about making this investment to reach this goal. That's what you're paying for.
Okay. I have a little bit of an objection to that just because like if you think about like a personal training session being anywhere between $100 to $150 an hour in Los Angeles, I feel like being able to say that like because we're doing semi-private training, comes out to only $60 a session.
They're going to do the math.
They're going to do the math anyway, right?
They're going to do the math. I don't want you, because if you plant it in their head that it's quote unquote $60 a session and they have to miss a session, they are going to be focused on the fact that they just don't, well, like, what do I get for that $60?
Right, right. Okay.
And you don't want them thinking that way.
Okay, cool.
You want them thinking about, this was designed so that, of course, if you have to miss a few, you know, there's an option sometimes to make it up. But if not, it's designed so that you can still hit your, you know, make the progress you want, even if you have to miss.
Cool. Okay. Lots to think about. Lots
they will do the math.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can also say, you know, you can likely state your price. It's this much. You can say, you know, you can see if you shop around that the real, one of the big values of semi-private coaching is just far, far less. Yeah. And my stuff is even less than what a lot of people are charging because I'm doing it on the side. Like, I've got other things, and this is just something I really love to do. And I have no commute because I'm coming down to my gym. So that's why I can, you know, get you in on this experience at far less than the majority of places in town. So you can still use that selling point without doing the math for them.
Cool.
Because they will do the math.
Love it.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So it's, you're going to have one price for the 12 weeks, and you can tell them how they can pay for that. It can, whatever you want to do, weekly, monthly. If you're going to do something like weekly payments, it needs to be all automated. They get a, you know, if they need a reminder, if you're not going to automate it, don't do it weekly where you're sending out and having to get.
Yeah, no, it would be upfront. It would be the 12 weeks upfront.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's great.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it cuts down on your admin, and then you don't have to worry about rescheduling. You get a message from them that says, I can't come. Your reply is, thanks for letting me know. If you can make any of these times, great. But those are just your regular other group times, not a special time.
Right.
And if not, I'll see you Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Okay. And all of this is in service of having a very lean side business with low overhead so that you make the biggest net profit you can make. And part of making a bigger net profit is reducing admin time. Yeah.
Cool.
This is very exciting. Thank you, Gregory. Anything else?
That's it. That's all I got.
Okay. Good, good. Hi, June. Welcome. I'm not putting you on the spot.
Hi. That was amazing.
Oh, good, good, good.
I'm just like, what? Okay. Hi. I'm really happy to be here. I started going through the welcome package. So I just listened to all of your little golden nuggets for organization and like time management, which is, they're very satisfying. They're like so nice, like a minute and a half. I was like addicted to it. So yeah, I love it. And well, I don't know. Am I allowed to just like jump in here?
You're allowed to just jump in here. Yeah.
Okay. So as we talked about the other day, I'm at this kind of crossroads in my life where I'm ready to stop doing 1,000 jobs, dog sitting, babysitting, admin work for you, assistant work for you, like all of these things, as I am pursuing my acting career very seriously. So I'm trying to figure out how I can create. So I'm a kitten.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very much a little kitten, and trying to figure out how I can create some cash flow. So I have all my worksheets.
Nice.
So
love it.
Yeah.
So let me just kind of get a lay of the land with what's going on. So do you have a sense of like, this is the monthly nut that I like the lowest amount that I need to bring in every single month to just kind of like pay all the bills?
Yes, I do. It's including all of my income, like my monthly expenses.
Yeah. Like I need to make $3,000 a month. I need to make, how much are we looking at?
$4,000.
Four. Okay. And then can you lead me through your jobs? Like I do this for this much money. I do this for this much money.
Sure. Yeah. So I do the thing I was telling you about, the like study hall that I host weekly, but that's like basically nothing. That's $25 an hour, but I only do it once a week now. And then I dog walk. I was doing it for $20 an hour, but I just raised my price to $30 an hour, but I haven't gotten any calls. So I don't know if that was too high of a raise. And usually that's twice a week. And then I work at a meditation studio where I work just the front desk and I make $18 an hour there. And oh, I work for this man, this meditation teacher. I'm helping him with this program he does called Future Self Incubator. And I'm basically like his admin assistant for $30 an hour. And I feel, oh, and I babysit for $20 an hour, but I would like to raise that.
Mm-hmm. To what? What would you like to raise that to?
25. And I also assist this other woman, this breathwork teacher, but that's kind of infrequent. It's when she does these teacher trainings, which is about once every 2 months for like full weekends, like three big long days.
Mm-hmm.
But she pays me based on how many people she gets.
Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't make sense to me because I have nothing to do with the people.
Correct. Uh-huh.
And then I also am a breathwork teacher. I mean, I'm certified and I have done some private sessions, but I've kind of fallen away from that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was doing that, I was like doing this like annoying sliding scale thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so the most I was making was about $100, but some of my people could only pay me $30. And I was also really bad about setting up boundaries for that because it was supposed to be an hour and it would always be like 2.5 hours because everyone wanted to talk about it. And so those are my jobs.
Okay. And when you do those weekends for the breathwork teacher, kind of like what do you get?
It's usually, well, I also clock into my meditation job.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a raise. So it used to be $15 an hour. And so with that, plus the weird commission, I guess you could call it, this last time it ended up being like $400 for the weekend.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And what do you, the admin that you're doing for $30 an hour, assisting the teacher, is that virtual or do you go somewhere?
Okay. It's virtual.
And do you like doing that virtual kind of virtual assistant work?
No, I don't like doing the work, but I love him and I really love his program. And I also get to do the program for free. So it's really, really rewarding. And I really like that work just because I really believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of like the emailing and the onboarding, it's like, I'm really not even that very good at those kinds of jobs. Although for him, I'm better at it because I really care about it, but I don't really want to do that kind of work.
Okay. And what, I know you love the study hall thing and you're just doing that for 1 hour a week for $25 an hour.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what do you like? You like the study hall because you're actually doing kind of the breath work and leading the group kind of thing?
Yeah, I'm facilitating the group. So I love it. I'm super interested in the art of gathering and witnessing people and talking about how, like, asking people really how they're doing and giving them the space to kind of just breathe life into things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really passionate about that, like kind of being people's cheerleaders or just being, you know, a good listener for them.
And then what do you like or not like about the dog walking?
I love the dog walking because, you know, I like to go on walks anyway and I love animals. So it's, mm-hmm. it's a great gig. The thing I don't like about it is that it's very unstructured. Like it's just like, it's only for my neighbor. I don't have other dogs. It's just okay. one guy. But it's just like that day he'll ask me, hey, are you available tonight?
Oh yeah. Okay.
And it's kind of with auditions. I'm so used to that being like thrown at me, canceling my plans for the day that I try not to have that happen with my other jobs too. And I've tried with him, like, can we schedule Monday, Wednesday, Friday at this time? And his schedule is kind of all over the place. Like, I don't really know him that well, but he has kind of resisted that.
Okay. And then the meditation work for $18 an hour?
Yeah. So I do that every Thursday night for like 6 hours. And then I'll cover a lot of shifts throughout the day. And throughout the week. Right now we're virtual only, but we are going back to in-person starting in February. So pretty soon. And that's kind of a far commute. It's all the way in Santa Monica and I'm in Northeast LA. I used to live in Santa Monica. That's why I started working for them, but I'm just very loyal, I guess. And I stayed there. We were virtual during the pandemic, so it was really fine. But now that it's back in person and it was all of the fall, I'm like, wow, this is like really not worth it. But I just love it. And I love the teachers and my boss. And I do use the membership a lot and I get the membership obviously for free. So I've convinced myself that it's worth it. And I also asked for this raise, even though it was only $3, it like made me feel good. It was like a mm-hmm. confidence. And she does want me to start teaching there because she knows that I'm interested in this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm also kind of thinking about like what kind of certification I can get, even though I've done a lot of this work and worked with a lot of teachers and I am certified in breath work, but I'm not actually certified in guiding meditations. And so I'm like, do I need to get a certification or can I trust what I know? And I am already doing it a lot, but I have some worries about like not being, I don't know, like I feel like I need more certifications to get people to trust me or pay me or something.
Do people ask you about your certifications when you're doing work?
No one ever asks me.
Yeah. And does the teacher require you to be certified in order to teach? If she's been like, hey, you can teach maybe.
I don't think she would require it.
Okay. So here's my take on this. I'm not certified for anything that I do. I have a BA in theater and a minor in communications.
That's
the degree. That's all I have. And no one, while I was organizing, asked me about anything of credentials. They were just like, can you do this thing? And I'm like, yeah, I can totally do this thing. So my experience in my own life has been learning through doing, and people then realize you can do. So then they tell other people that you can do, and then other people trust their opinion. And then you just keep doing and learning. And I have no certification in coaching either. So I learned just as I went, but I learned a lot about coaching while I was organizing. So I think that's why it was a pretty good transition, because my clients would start to ask me questions about organizing their mind, not just their house. And I was like, oh, what's the, but I didn't know I could charge for that. Like, so it was a whole learning curve, but sometimes so when people come to me and they're like, I think I may need a certification, I always want to make very, very sure that you actually need it, either because you're identifying there is a gap in my personal knowledge that would affect my clients, or I just need it because I'm not confident or I'm kind of scared. And I'm thinking that if I get a certification, people, it'll be easier to market because people will automatically trust me. And I have found people don't really ask about certifications, especially once you start to get a reputation for being good at what you do. And then people are like, okay, you know, I mean, if it's physical therapy, yes. I would want my physical therapist to have a certification, you know, but that's not what you're doing.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
And I think also the way you learn about guiding people and shepherd, I think you can learn a lot through the experience of doing, you know, and, so I would ask yourself, do I need the certification? I'd ask, you know, find out, make sure the teacher doesn't require it. And then if you don't need it, I would start to do what you want to do and then see if you need to get it. See if people ask about it. See if it's a problem. See if it's an issue. See if you feel like you need it.
Yeah.
I think that's one person's opinion on that, you know?
Right.
That being said, because I can understand someone could hear me say that and go, yeah, but there are like, then you're, you could be putting your clients in harm's way through your lack of experience or your lack of knowledge. True. So it does take an internal dedication to not harming your clients and be very aware and noticing like, oh, this is, I keep doing this thing and it never is landing right. Or it's a, so yes, you have to be aware and sensitive to the feedback you're getting. And if you see patterns or gaps in your own delivery of the services.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to have discernment around that for sure.
Yeah. So yeah, if someone doesn't, then being like an autodidact and just learning everything yourself, it isn't going to work well. But if you do have that sensitivity and willingness and commitment to doing no harm,
yeah,
then I think, yeah, maybe you don't need any further training.
Yeah.
So I just want to put that caveat out or there, like, that I am aware.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I totally hear what you're saying. It's like, I think I am just like a forever student. Like I freaking love taking classes for the sake of education. And so it's like, I'm never worried about me kind of trying to take the shortcut in that way. There is the program that I want to do. The thing is, it's quite expensive. So I'm thinking it would be really great if I could just kind of have some money, kind of what you were saying to Greg, like letting the money I'm getting from clients, if I am so lucky to have clients, letting that kind of pay for this extended education and certification.
Yeah.
But not needing it to start, like starting already.
Yes. Yeah. That's the separation. It's totally fine. I love learning too, but not putting that as an obstacle in the way of like, well, let's start making some cash. If we can start making some money now, let's do that. And then for the love of the learning, you can take whatever classes you can afford to take.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so the babysitting, what do you like or not like about that?
I really am over babysitting. I love children and I want to be a mom. So it's great practice, I think, but I've been babysitting since I was like 15 years old. I'm like almost 28. I'm just like over it.
And how many clients do you have, like regulars?
I'm the babysitter because of the nature of my life, or at least how I've told myself my life is, like I'm so many people's backup babysitter. So it's also another kind of thing where it's like, last minute, we can't find someone for Friday night. Can you do it? And me being like, oh, do I want to make $100 like this night, you know, cancel my plans and make it. So I've got like four families that I sit for, but none of them am I their like regular one.
Right. And then, so talk to me about your private sessions. Talk to me about the people who paid you $100 an hour. Yeah. Who are they? What did they do? What did they want? Why did they?
Yeah, it was really great. She's a friend of mine, not a very close friend of mine, but a friend. And I offered it to her actually for nothing. Like I offered it because of something that was going on with her. I said, I think that you would get a lot out of this practice. I'd love to teach you it and guide you through it. And we did, and it was even virtual. We've done in person too, but it was even virtual. And she loved it so much. She was like, thank you. Like, you've given me so much. I'm Venmoing you right now. And I was like, please no. And then it was just $100. And I was so touched. And she was like, you have no idea what it is you're doing. And I'm like, yeah, I guess so. It's very strange when it feels like they're the one doing all the work and I'm just kind of like supporting and encouraging, you know. I guess therapy's like that too.
Part of the experience is you being the anchor for someone to set aside the time in their life and show up for themselves and have this hour at a whole different tempo. That's an amazing experience that so few people are able to give themselves or who give themselves that. So the value you're providing is the guide through the experience. But I think the huge value is the experience of just doing an hour at a different tempo and learning some skills. What was her issue, her pain point, her irritant that she was experienced, that she was looking for somebody to help with, and she found you, and then she was like, oh my God, that was amazing.
Mm-hmm. I reached out to her because she was totally overwhelmed. She's like a beautiful woman of color. And it was when the George Floyd stuff was going on, and she was being like incredibly brave and vocal on social media, just about like her personal pain and ancestral pain and all of this stuff. And so I just reached out saying, I would love to gift you this, like teach you and gift you this experience, because I can, first of all, I'm admiring the work that you're doing. And I also would love to give back in any way that I can. So that's kind of how that came to be.
And what did you do with her during the session? What was the arc of the session?
We just talked for the first, it was a long time, like hour probably. And I was just asking her questions, you know, what's coming up for you? And tell me more about that. And what does that feel like? Like really just kind of giving her space to talk. And then I said, okay, let me explain to you this breathwork thing. And it's a 3-part breath. And it's really, really cool, especially if you've been activated like intellectually and emotionally. Then you can kind of like breathe out a lot of stuck emotions, and you have these insane like physical sensations that happen to you because of the breath. And it's only 25 minutes long, the whole exercise, but you can really have an intense experience. And then afterwards, so I guided her through that. She did it. And then afterwards, usually, especially if it's people's first time, they are really like, holy shit, like what just happened to me? Then we spent probably 20 minutes just her like, you know, what does it mean if my left arm was tingling, and me being like, well, you know, what do you think, like you tell me, and just kind of debriefing after the fact. And that's how those breathwork sessions often are, especially the first ones can be intense. That's why I was kind of resonating when you were talking about the first session with Gregory too. It's like, oh yeah, the first session should be longer.
Yep. Yeah, probably 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then you could probably, if she returned, how often would you want to see clients?
For breathwork?
Every other week? Like what would be best, do you think, for them? Is it a monthly thing? Is it an every other week kind of thing?
Yeah, it's I feel like it's really personal, so it's hard for me to make that choice because it can be really intense, and I don't think people need to do it every week. You know, there's some people, they do it once and it's like, they're good. And there's other people that do it every single day. And it's also something that you kind of plateau and then for a while, and then you reach a new level. So it's, I feel like it's really hard for me to prescribe an amount because the thing is, I love breathwork. It's changed my life and I love sharing it, but I also really, really believe that it's just one tool. And I want to be able to really kind of meet with somebody and feel into what does this person need? And that's why I'm really interested in guided meditation too, because the breathwork is so activating and so intense. And a lot of times like people really need help in the other direction, you know, like really relaxing and chilling out. Mm-hmm. So I'd like, it's almost like, okay, what do we need this week? And then me having the tools to be able to deliver that, I think would be really cool. Breathwork being one of them.
Yeah. I'm working my calculator again. So hold on a second. Okay. And even of all the people with the breath work who paid on the sliding scale, how did you find them? How are you coming across them? Do they have anything in common?
They're my friends. Mm-hmm. And then a few of my friends have recommended other people that I don't know. So yeah, word of mouth, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. And is there a particular type of person that you either feel you really connect with, or you feel could really use this work kind of work as an addition in their life?
Yeah. I think everyone could use it, but I think artists, I love to work with artists. And because like I mentioned last time, like I'm really passionate about eventually being somebody that is kind of doing this support for a story. Like not working for people, but working for the like whole process of filmmaking. And so I would love to work with actors and directors and writers to kind of help them get like, I don't know, tap into their highest selves and create from that place and kind of work through any of the personal gunk that's getting in their way of creating magical things.
I'm thinking. Okay. Okay. So when you have a service like breathwork, people are not walking around going, you and I need some breath work. So you always want to make sure you're putting what they need in their words. Okay. You're offering a solution to a problem they actually kind of can identify that they have. So working with artists and creatives, I'm going to just give you this, I'm going to outlay something and then see how it lands with you. This is just something I'm making up, but the goal, it would be for you to get a chunk of money per person and be able to work with a person over a period of time. So you're not just like one-off sessions. Although you can do those too. Working with artists and creatives, when they are going through the arc of a project, they might be preparing for a role. They might be creating a one-person show or in the creation process of a one-person show or the performance process of a one-person show. Maybe they're doing pre-production on a project or post-production or in production mm-hmm. on a project that they could use this type of support once a month, and you'd offer it 3 months at a time, where they can have this space where they carve out 2 hours in their life to reconnect to a different tempo in a safe space, and relieve themselves of some of the gunk that has collected that might be clogging their creative pipes.
Mm.
So I would come to you and I would do 3 sessions, 2 hours each. And that package could be $540. So you're charging like $180 for a 2-hour session. How does that sound?
It sounds really cool. I mean, I like the idea of seeing a process or being there for process to unfold. But what if someone doesn't have a project they're working on?
They don't have to. They don't have to. You could say, or you just are feeling the need for this kind of support
yeah.
on a regular basis in your yeah. life right now.
It's like for, yeah.
But when you kind of, it's a way to get them thinking like, oh, right, I'm doing this big project right now, or I'm about to do a project, or I've just finished. You can say, you know, this can be used before, during, or after a project, preparing yourself for it, supporting yourself during it, or processing it after.
Hmm.
Or you might be trying to open up space in your life for the next thing to come. And this will help with that as well.
Mm.
So there, you've hit all the possibilities. I got nothing. I'm planning to do something. I'm doing something. I just did something.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't necessarily, you can say a project or an event, because sometimes we have a thing happen in our life and we hold our breath through it. We white knuckle through it, or it goes so fast that we haven't even felt like we lived it or processed it yet. Mm-hmm. That's what this work can help you do.
Yeah.
You want to take the vagueness of breath work and put it, make it feel more concrete.
Mm-hmm.
And like, oh, I see how this could actually help me in my life. So you want to connect it to something tangible in their life so that you're not filling your language and your website with the coachy stuff of like, for transformation and release your thing. All those words, coaches, they resonate with coaches.
Right.
But no one walks around going, you know what? I need a total life transformation, or I need to release my blah, blah, blah. Like, we don't use that language.
Right.
And it seems so vague. Like, who doesn't need a life transformation? Everybody, you know? So you need to kind of tie it to stuff that's really going on in their life.
Yeah. That's really amazing. I love what you said about a problem that they themselves can identify. And it's like also the idea of taking it from vague to concrete, because that is exactly what I struggle with. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. I'm just like, just come experience it. And then you'll know what I mean. And usually they are like, holy shit. But I do need to figure out a way of really talking about it in a way that is helpful.
Mm-hmm. Here's a great way.
Okay.
To approach it. You'll find your own language within it. But okay, so you're at a party and someone's like, So June, what do you do? Like, I know you're an actress, but I hear you do like this other thing on the side. Instead of going, yeah, I do breath work and it's like this thing and it's, you know, and trying to explain the mechanics of what it's for and that it can help everyone in the world. And a better way into that is, yeah, I work with a lot of artists who, you know, haven't you ever had that thing where you're either preparing for something, you know, or you're going through a project, or you've just experienced an event or finished with a project and you're like, whoa, I feel like there's so much to process here, emotionally even, or you're kind of like trying to draw in the next thing. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I totally know what you're talking about. Yeah. Well, I offer this particular type of support that a lot of people don't get for themselves. And it's really this connection. I offer these 2-hour I offer people this opportunity to step out of their life for 2 hours a month. We usually do like 3 months at a time, and feel into and process and release what's going on so that they can then start the month or continue with the month feeling lighter and more open and more available. And then we do that every month.
Yeah, that's good.
Like, so that's one way. So one way is like asking them, like, have you ever like felt this or had this project or like you were, you know, preparing for a big thing, like a wedding or a, you know, a big acting gig or something. And, you know, you were doing this spin. Then you talk about like the pain points. You were doing this spin cycle in your mind about it. You felt yourself getting really anxious about it or super tight about it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You want them going, yeah, yeah, I totally, I know and remember, or I'm going through those pain points. Yeah, I help people with that. I help them release it and process it and learn some tools to be able to get back to that state when they need it, which then of course helps them, you know, have a clear channel for all the artistic stuff that they're trying to do. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. You're answering that question of what do you do with, this is the journey I take someone on. This is the problem. I take them from feeling like this to feeling like this. And that's another way you could answer it. What do you do? You know what I do? Basically, I take artists who are feeling anxious or tight or really grinding their way through a project of some sort, and I help them be able to release that on a regular basis so that they can do what they need to do with a little more lightness and freedom and flow, or however you're going to say it. So you haven't even just said breath work. You've said, I take people from feeling like this to feeling like this. I think that's a great answer when you're asked that, what do you do? And then people go, well, how do you do that? And then you go, oh, I use some tools of breath work and it's a back and forth conversation combined with some tools of breath work that change their rhythm of how they greet each day. Don't get into the mechanics of anything that people don't care.
Right.
People are attracted to what problem do you solve?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So play around with that. So every time anybody asks you like, what do you do? Or what do you got going on? Just practice, just experiment, and you'll experiment your way into the right language. You're like, ooh, I like how that sounds.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you stumble through it, because I know when I'm you know, when I started the coaching thing, it's like, oh, what exactly do I do? I don't know. I do a lot of things. You know, it was very, very hard for me to get language. I just kept stumbling through different iterations. But what I did do was I didn't answer that question directly. I always answered it in a way of like, I take people from feeling like this to feeling like this.
Yeah, that's really helpful.
Because that's like, that's what I was doing as an organizer and a coach. So when I was doing both of those things in my life, I would always say to people, what do you do? Well, I take people from feeling like this to feeling like this. And sometimes I'm doing it as an organizer physically in their home. And sometimes we're doing it in their head as a coach.
Cool. Yeah, I like that a lot because it also leaves room for, as I do learn more about guided meditation or all these other modalities, it leaves room for just how I was saying about having a tool belt. Because it's like right now, my main education and experience is in breathwork. So right now that is kind of has to be the main modality, but it's like leaving room for growth there for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And speaking for myself, I'm the type of person who I don't really care how we're going to do it. Like breath work, whatever, you're going to work your magic. Great. I just want to know that you can take me from this to this, you know?
Yeah.
So people rarely, that's not actually what they're asking for. And then you might say words, breath work, meditation. They're like, oh yeah, I've done that. Or like, yeah, I don't like it.
True.
So it avoids, it just sort of is like, oh yeah, yeah. Let them get interested in the fact that you're a person who can take them on this journey to help them feel better. Because once they're interested, they kind of can sometimes get more open to the way you're going to do it.
Hmm. Oh, very cool.
So I would suggest like you have, and you don't have to do these prices. The thing about pricing is, you know, everyone's, the tendency is like, yeah, I need to make money. I want to make some money. I like the idea of $540 for 3 sessions. That's great. But you have to get yourself in alignment with the price,
right?
To be able to say it confidently, say it neutrally, handle any pushback that people might give you, and just sit. So if you can't quite do that at first with 540, you can move it down until you get used to saying a number like that. And then you can move it up.
Okay.
You know, like if one person buys a lower price, you're like, well, okay, I can move it up now. You know, I'm just sort of thinking of a number that I feel there are people out there, more of them than I think you think of, who would be willing to invest in something like this. And then, so what you'd want to do then is have a higher price if someone just wants to hire you for a single session, because I think people will want to. And that's what I did. So in creating cash flow, in the pricing section, I talk about this and detail it all out. But what I would say to people, because I had a single session option and a 3-pack, 3 visits to their home. And I would say to people who were like, well, I don't know. I mean, I've never worked with you before, so I don't want to commit to a 3-pack. And I'd say, look, let's just do a single session at the higher price. And then if you decide you like it and you want to do a 3-pack, I'll just apply that amount to the cost of a 3-pack. So it's a way for them to test you out. And then if they want to turn that single session into 3, that's great.
Yeah.
So if you're going to do, let's see, 540 divided by 3 is 180. So you could do like 220 or 225 for the single session, 220 a single session. I like round numbers. And then 540 for the 3-month package.
I think I'm going to have to do a lot of mindset work around that because it feels high.
Yeah. You are not your clients. you are not your clients, and your friends are probably not your clients.
Yeah, true.
You, June, don't have a breathwork problem because you have these tools. That you know how to use these, you can regulate yourself. You swim in those waters. You need cash. But there are other people out there that don't have a cash problem. Cash is not the problem. They are anxious and tight and grinding and worried and worn out and going through big social upheavals. They need your work. Mm-hmm. They've got the money for it. You are not your clients.
Mm.
And your friend circle is usually not your clients.
That's really helpful to think about it that way.
Because there are things you just bought cash flow. You just put $500 down because what you want to do is earn more money. But you wouldn't pay $500 for a breath session because you're like, well, I can do that.
I see. Yeah.
So it's all about what you need and that the other person can do for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And look at you. You're contemplating a future investment in an expensive program to further your education. Why wouldn't someone go $540? I do need to meet with someone. I do need to learn how to do this. I'm working at this pace and I need to, they're ready for this, like these new tools in their kit. They've reached a point where they're realizing they're missing having those tools in their kit. Just like you with your 7 jobs are like, you've reached a point where you're like, I am missing just some how to build a business to create some cash. I'm missing that for my toolkit. Where can I buy those tools?
Yeah.
Great. I'm spending $500 to buy those tools.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking for people out there who are starting to realize that things are happening and slipping in their life where, yeah, they need these tools.
Yeah.
And then they love you because you're a wonderful deliverer of the tools.
Let me be your deliverer.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Thank you. That's like super helpful, like really helpful. I'm excited to play around and think about this and talk about it.
Yeah. And walk around the house. $220 for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not saying you have to use those prices, You walk around the house saying the prices, but you also walk around the house and think about why those prices make sense. A lot of people pay $220 for 1 hour of therapy, and you're giving 2 hours for that amount of money. So that's one reason. You're teaching them stuff. It's not just like they can only do this if they're in the room with you. No, you're teaching them stuff. They could do this every day or every week for the rest of the month. You're giving them something in this moment that they can then use for the rest of their life, really. That's big value for $220.
Mm.
So you have to start forcing your mind to answer the question of like, why is this like an amazing value? Because that's how you get in alignment with the price. It's like, of course this price makes total sense. You have to sell yourself first on the price. You have to be so sold of like, yes, this makes total sense. It's a huge value. I know people are out there. And if I can communicate it in the way that resonates with them and hits their points, I'll get clients.
Yeah. Wow. You're good.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you. I'm glad you feel that way. So here's the goal.
Okay. What's the goal?
Here's the challenge. If you can get a client even in February, to buy even just one session at 220, that means you don't have to babysit.
Oh.
You don't have to dog walk.
Okay.
Because technically, if you can book one session with one person in all of Los Angeles, but you can do it virtually. So technically the whole wide world, if you can find one person to pay you $225 every single month, I'm like saying, if you get one person, even if for the rest of 2022, all you were able to do was to get one person once a month to pay you $220, you would never have to dog walk or babysit or do the study hall if you don't want to. Again, that would cover that. So that's the elimination of three jobs. If you can get one person each month to buy a three pack, you never have to do that teaching weekend again. And you're literally making more in 6 hours of work spread over 3 months than you are for a whole weekend of work.
Yeah.
And that's what, this is what we need to do, is to reduce the amount of hours that you're spending trying to collect all this money, mm-hmm. by getting you more money in a condensed amount of time, mm-hmm. so that you have more time for your acting career. Because that's the thing we really want you to be doing.
Right. Okay. Fuck yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Yeah. And if you love the study hall and are like, $25 for 1 hour, you can keep that. Like, that's great. But what you, but here's, so I talk about this in the early part of the Creating Cashflow course. I want you to, it's a chapter about transitioning your life. So you're going to start to learn how to market and attract these clients and have them book with you. And the more you get clients for this, you just leave a job and leave another job and then leave another job until you either have just like maybe one little extra job plus this. But we want to get you to the point where you have your acting career and you have your breathwork coaching. Mm-hmm. And then when you book the series regular, you can stop doing the breathwork. But then when you go on hiatus, you can start the breathwork up again.
Yeah.
Or when the series gets canceled, or you're, you know, like you, so every time the acting career dials down, the breath work dials up. And then when the acting career dials up, the breath work dials right back. Mm-hmm. And you're able to kind of modulate that. But you then, as an actor, you don't have this gripping fear of like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, what if this series ends? What if, you know, my guest star, I don't book another one? It's like, I'm fine. I'm getting all red because I'm so excited. Yeah. I'm fine because I just go out and get some more breath work clients.
Yeah. That sounds like a good life.
And it's completely possible. You're going to need to learn marketing muscles, mm-hmm. and figure out languaging around this. Throw up a little one page website, mm-hmm. and start talking to everybody you know. And don't give discounts. Like we can talk, we'll talk about that in another session about discounts and friends. And, but I talk about that in the Creating Cash Flow as well. How to handle the like, hey, cause I'm all for having like a friends and family price, mm-hmm. but I want you to read in the course of how the thinking behind that and where to put your prices.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to jumping into the,
yeah,
the course. Well, thank you so much. I'm super grateful and I'm excited and I can't wait to check back in and let you know how it's going.
Yeah.
Soon.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, great. And also I would also listen to the Abundance Bound podcast, which you can find through the Abundance Bound website. It's also on Apple. Listen to the episode where I interview Regina, who's a member of Cashflow.
Oh, okay.
Cool. And her story is kind of similar to yours, in you'll just, it's not, but then cash flow wise, I think you'll learn a little bit from the arc of that, of her story.
All right. Totally. I will.
Okay, cool.
Regina. Okay.
Yeah. Regina.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. Anybody else? We have 5 minutes left. If anyone has a quickie. Otherwise, feels like we are complete then. All right. Awesome. Thank you for coming. This was a really juicy one. I love talking about pricing and money. Awesome. All right, guys. Well, I will see. That's it for January. So let's see. We will see each other in 2 weeks. Have a good break.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You're welcome.
Bye. Bye, Greg.